Hello.
Hello, Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, Margaret. This is Sheldon Benjamin. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I am okay. Is this a good time?
Sorry?
Is this a good time?
Well, it depends on how long we have to speak. I have to go with my husband to a procedure, but he's not ready yet. I can talk until he's ready.
So what's the procedure about? Is everything okay?
Oh, it's just a kind of a follow-up stress test. Yeah, he's fine, but, you know, these are the kinds of things you have to do when you have a history of coronary artery disease.
Ah, that's tough. That's tough. But it's part of life, I guess.
I think so.
So, I did review the book, a lot of it. There are a few general, like, I think most of the grammatical mistakes have been catered to, but I'm getting the book checked one more time today as well. So either we can go through the book together, and I can ask you piece by piece if this is okay, if that is okay. Otherwise, give me a second. Let me save this. And because if I am checking on the general editor, it shows me as if the file is clean. But sometimes even if you look at the general editor, it seems fine, but there's something that's going on in the file that you think could be wrong. So that's why I'm having a thin comb, you know, a fine comb done on this. Hopefully we won't have any problems after that. But a few words I wanted to confirm, if that's okay.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Give me a second, let me find them. So you were okay with just adjusting spacing issues in the scriptures, right? Aside from that, I'm not going to touch the scriptures, okay?
Yes,
Got it. And there are a few commas, but I don't think I should be changing commas because it changes the scripture.
I would not change commas within the scripture, no.
I'm not going to change the commas, but I will be changing, the spacing, okay?
Okay.
There's a word that says, like, I was doing a complete physical. A pap smear ordinarily collects exo and endocervical. Do I say complete exocervical or just exo and endo is fine?
Exo and endo is fine.
Okay. Cool. That is cleared out. I can ignore that.
I'm trying to explain on that pap that she didn't have a cervix, so I was just simply collecting cells from the vaginal cuff.
Ah, okay. There we go. There's another. There's a lot of spacing issues in general, but I think because it's a scripture, they didn't decide to, you know, actually touch it. Yeah, because, okay, this, ignore all. Because mostly the mistakes I'm getting are mostly of names that just don't usually come up as regular names. So that's why it's just giving me errors everywhere. But I'm trying to break that down and clear it out. So in terms of grammar check, spelling check, it's complete. The book is clean. The last thing I'm running it through is grammar, okay? I'm not going to change any grammar throughout the scriptures, but in the general context, I'll change the grammar, and I think he'll be sending you a file within 2 hours, I think. So you can then either sit down with me and go through the file, because I believe the file will be clear, but at some I'm a human, so there could be mistakes that I could miss. But I'm doing this personally. I'm not giving it to anyone. I'm doing this personally. I'm taking it around. It's going to take me an hour to go through the entire file. Okay?
Well, what if there's grammar that I don't want changed? I don't think I understand what you mean by changing the grammar.
By grammar, I mean, in some cases, let me ask you. There's a small place where it isn't a scripture, okay? But I want to understand if this counts as a scripture, okay? Like, a certain, some people, if you have the book in your hand, do you have the book in your hand?
I know it well enough that I think I can follow.
Okay. Some people brought the blind man to Jesus and begged him to touch him. Notice they didn't say, have mercy, or if you are willing, you can heal him.
Uh-huh.
Now, that you is capitalized after the comma.
Well, now read the sentence again.
What?
Would you read the sentence again, please?
Okay. Then there's some people brought the blind man to Jesus and begged him to touch him. Notice they didn't say, have mercy, or if you are willing, you can heal him. Now, if
the
you
reason
are,
that
yeah.
the you is capitalized is because it's referring to Jesus.
Okay.
So the him also in that sentence would have been one of the hymns would have been capitalized.
Yes.
Anytime you're referring to Jesus, you're going to capitalize that.
I would say, is it be okay if I change the context just a bit? Because using two hymns in the same sentence would be, I would rather say touch the blind man would make a lot of more sense.
That would be fine, I'm sure.
Let me change that to the blind man. Okay, the rest I understand. I have a general idea of the kind of changes I can make now.
Can you read that sentence to me now again?
Sure. Some people brought the blind man to Jesus and begged him to touch the blind man. Notice they didn't say, have mercy, or if you are willing, you can heal him. That makes sense to you?
Yes, but you've repeated that blind man twice.
Yes, that's what the point I was making. If you use the sentence was a bit unstructured. So
uh-huh.
that's why I changed him, because it was showing as begged him to touch him.
Uh-huh, right.
So that's why I said begged him to touch the blind man. So then it's more concrete and people understood. Basically, for you, it might be the most clearer sentence because you've written this down.
Right.
But to a lot of people reading it, it might be confusing. So that's why
okay.
it's in order to...
Okay.
Yeah. Just making. I won't be making any major changes to the book. You don't have to worry about that. I won't be doing anything like that at all.
Right, right.
Because I have a personal idea on how books are written and how things should be. So you don't have to worry about those kind of things. I won't be making any weird changes.
Right.
So right after that, I think it'll take me an hour. So I'll be sending you a file in an hour. When are you available after this?
So I'm not sure what time we'll get home.
Can you drop me a text when you're home? If that's
yes.
Fine.
Yes, I'll do that.
Perfect. So give me an hour or two. I'll finish the book. Not in the best of health, but, well,
sorry.
What can you do? That's fine. It's fine. It's part of life. I'm just having a really bad chest infection these days. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nah. Part of the game. Anyways, so I am going to get this done, and I'm doing this personally. So if there's any problem, you can directly call. At this time, you'll have a direct editor call after this. That would be me, okay?
Okay. Okay, very good. Very
so,
good.
As I said, I'll take care of this personally, and we'll get it done. I assume we should be in, has the book been published yet? That's something I want to confirm. The book hasn't been published yet, has it?
Say that again?
The book hasn't been published yet, has it?
No. No, it's been advertised, and I have several people wanting the book. I have a video up on YouTube, and anyway,
yes, I did see that. I did see that. That is, I have a. That's why I was asking. Like, I think we can get this book around like either by the end of week two or start of week three. We can get this into publishing.
Uh huh.
And
well,
in terms of, sorry, you were saying?
I need it as fast as possible.
That it will be done as soon as possible. Publishing and printing are two different things.
Okay. I didn't know you were talking about two different things.
Publishing is basically getting the book live on Amazon, and printing is our own. I think you have a print on demand for 100 copies, correct?
Yes.
So that's something separate.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So once, as I said before, as soon as you have a print preview, which I'll be sending you today.
Yes.
Okay. Once you approve that, I'll put the book into printing, and I'll give you an exact date.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you for a minute.
Oh, sorry about that. So I was saying, I don't want to mess this up with the possibility, so I'm going to give you a preview. We have two options after I give a preview, okay? One option is I can send you one book, like the one you have right now, and then
right. Complete
the entire edit, right?
Uh-huh.
The second would be that you look at the preview, but the problem with that, if you approve the preview and you say, yes, I have to send all the old books, I can't take responsibility of the errors then. So I think it would be better for me to send you one book. Once you approve, we'll put the book in full print. That makes more sense?
Okay, that's fine.
Because I still want to, because sometimes you feel like, okay, the print preview looks completely fine, but when you get the book in your hand and you're like, no, this doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
So I want you to at least have one book first, so you have and you're satisfied with the feeling. And once you're satisfied with that, we'll put the full print, and you'll get 99 copies, let's say, a week after.
Okay.
Okay? Are we good on that?
And then what about publishing?
Publishing is a separate matter. So as I said, publishing will be done either at the end of week two from now or start of week three. Okay? So relatively speaking, I would say your publishing should be done either by the 11th, maximum by the 15th of this month, your book should be submitted for publish, okay?
So is there going to be an additional charge on that?
Let me actually confirm your package. I don't think there's an additional charge on. Did you sign up for, wait, I'm looking at this. So I'll have to confirm this from Lisa then, given that she's not here right now. Because I haven't been able to contact her. Her mother's not well. She's in the hospital. So
uh-huh.
I haven't really actually touched Lisa on this. I'm doing this by myself.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure if you have publishing.
Because uh-huh.
I don't see it here. So I'll have to confirm this from Lisa. If there's publishing, we'll go for the publish. Otherwise, we'll just do the print. Okay?
Right.
But you
okay.
do want to get it live on Amazon, right?
I do what about Amazon?
You do want to get it live on Amazon, or do you just want to sell the book locally?
You know, I don't know if I want it live on Amazon or not. I
have a question. Let me just ask you a general question, and you'll understand in a better way. You currently have buyers waiting for the book, right?
Yes.
So that means you have, and you do you have a good social network, like your general meeting people and everything?
No, not particularly, but I am very well known in Northwest Arkansas, Southwest Missouri, because of my medical career over the years.
That means you have a very good, what we call, you have a goodwill built up with people. And the word of mouth can travel quickly if it comes from you, right?
Yes, yes.
That means you yourself are a piece of marketing for your book. You're an
right.
asset for your book, right?
Right,
so
right.
So once you build your local, but you'll be only localizing yourself to a specific area, I recommend Amazon basically isn't an expensive platform, but it'll help you become very global, or very, I would say more, it's pretty much global because your book will go to Europe, almost all European countries, I think no, every European countries, a lot of African countries, all across U.S. and Canada. So I know it's you're just starting the book.
Sheldon, I'm sorry, I need to go.
No problem, no problem, no problem. How about when you come back, you can just drop me a text, we'll continue this conversation. And I wish your husband good luck, and good luck to you too. Drive safe.
Thank you so much.
Bye.